Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Johnson.
AfterBuzz TV. The destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Que no toque mi puerta, no me des mangas. Anyways, I almost messed that song up. Hello, everyone. You are watching the Jane the Virgin After Show on AfterBuzz TV. My name is Stephanie. I'll be hosting today. Don't forget to subscribe to our page below. Follow us on iTunes and on SoundCloud. Make sure to rate us 5 stars and let us know all kinds of things, specifically good things, if you will.
And thumbs up.
You can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie and on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie. And my lovely co-host for today.
You could find me on Instagram and Twitter at Madison Chase Fit and on YouTube, One Matt Chase.
Hey guys, I'm Sam Davidson. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, and I will be on the live chat tonight. But Instagram, Twitter, SamD43, but live chat me because we are listening.
And I'm Amanda Richards. Find me at AmandaFTA31, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
All right.
And Facebook. You threw the Facebook in there.
I still like Facebook.
Is that bad? I was going to say.
I'm the only person. No, Facebook I think I'm just used to it. It's like, it's the first thing I had. I don't know. I love it. I would still use like MySpace if I could.
MySpace, you took us back to like the 80s.
Wow. I know.
MySpace was everything.
Wasn't it? Okay, we're digressing.
Top 8?
Yeah.
Top
8. Oh, I was so OCD about that. Like, I couldn't be higher on someone else's page, or they couldn't be higher on my page than I was on their page. It was the whole thing.
Oh, I forgot. That's so funny.
Did I say my name? Madison Chase.
You did. Okay. You did. And you gave us your handle and everything.
Thank you. Okay, good. Let's get to it.
All right. So we started off with a song by Romeo Santos called Dile el Amor, and it's pretty much saying to just not come knocking on my door and so on and so forth. And I chose that because I feel like no one needs love in this episode. We're going to do storylines today, and we're going to try something different. Don't forget to follow along with Sam and let us know what you're thinking as well. But let's start, as always, with the flashback, which I really loved, and I have to make one little comment. The person who plays Mateo in it, I want to say is Colombian, because he had a super Colombian accent.
Wow.
So, I love that
you give, like, the history of, like, the geography of accents are from.
It could be. I should have checked. I didn't, but I want to say it is.
Okay.
But so Alba's talking to then Mateo when they were both 28 years old, and they had just arrived to the United States, which we all know that they had to travel, and he left his family behind, and she was sad because she was pregnant with Xiomara, and she had all these new things, but she had all these old things in Venezuela that her mom had saved for her that they couldn't use. Flash forward, we have a young Xiomara pregnant with Jane, and she's about to baptize, or they're talking about baptism, which is what the preface of the episode is going to be about. And Xiomara's like, I don't even know if I believe in God, and so on and so forth.
Oh,
and
wow.
Alba's trying to explain that this is a tradition in our family, and that, you know, you need to follow it. And I want you to read this because I read this at your baptism, and we see Xiomara cry right away. So, that's pretty much it. Baptism. Yay!
And tradition. I feel like a big part of the episode was tradition.
Yes.
Yes. I would just like to say that I'm really glad Jane didn't partake in the tradition of the weird colored lip gloss. That, did you guys not notice the lips of both Xiomara and
Abuela.
It was gold. It was like an orange.
It was almost like a gold.
It was distracting to me, and then I looked at Jane's, and I was like, okay, well, they tried to make them sparkly, but I'm really glad.
That is so interesting. I so did notice lip gloss.
I guess it's something I notice on a regular basis.
I did notice the young Zoe's mm-hmm. lip gloss. And I was like, oh, dang, bro. You're like, actually, her whole style is like that. But it didn't surprise me. I thought they did a good job of, like, figuring out what she would have been like when she was younger.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but we, what do you guys think about the baptism? I personally am Catholic, so I love that whole ceremony, but I know other people feel weird about it. I was surprised that they didn't even make someone disagree with it during the episode.
I mean, I'm Jewish, and I was, like, crying.
Yeah, I know.
So... we're good.
And how picture perfect was her and Raphael at the end with the baby?
I know.
I was like, so family right there. I just wanted them to put like a little heart around them.
Oh, that would have been cute.
But yes.
I guess they can't do that yet.
No, yeah. Team them. Are you? Well, okay. We'll get into it.
I know. It's just too cute.
Oh, go on. No, you finished.
That was it. Cute.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Cute.
It was just like a cute. That's it.
It felt like you were still going. Baptism. I liked. Are we going to the end?
No, okay. We're just doing storylines. We're going to talk about Alba, Xiomara, and Jane right now.
Okay, because I love the baptism. I thought when you're looking at, like you said, you thought it was interesting that they actually showed and they didn't change it. I think they do a lot of traditional things on the show that I really, really like. Mm-hmm. And so I think to include the baptism, and especially the end, that was like my favorite part of the whole show.
I loved it. It was very emotional because for those of you who don't know, baptism is when a child is, you know, baptized into a certain religion, this one specifically being Catholicism. Mm-hmm. And in Catholicism, it's when the devil is rid of your body. And then during that same ceremony, you have your godparents that are there to baptize with you. Mm-hmm. And the role of a godparent is to make sure that they are, you know, one, the second parent, if something were to go wrong, but two, your parents of faith. They're supposed to lead you and always, you know, be there for you as far as your religion and beliefs go. I really liked that, but that was a trip about having Lena, of course, was going to be the godmother, but we had Michael as the godmother.
I know, that was interesting.
Well, he's in it for life now, you guys. Yes. Like, that is what I love, is that there's no going back from there. He is going to be around. Mm-hmm. See, I can't decide what team I'm on, but now when I talk about Michael being the godfather, I just got the chills.
Wow.
So. And she predicted it. She knew it was going to happen.
You knew
it? The first episode of the season.
And I get what Jane says. I couldn't think of anyone else. I get that too, because I mean, he's wonderful, and like you're right. Because for me, when I think of it, I'm like, you're right. He's in his life forever in the eyes of God. Like, done. It was. Yeah. It's official. But that was kind of crazy. I don't know. I still think that's going to be weird. I'm really surprised that Roth didn't make a bigger deal of it and just kind of kept it.
But I think they're both trying to play it cool. Not just for their sakes, their individual, like they're invested in trying to be the whole family picture. Mm-hmm. But I think listening to Rogelio talk to Michael, like giving him a pep talk, which I think he should not have listened to him at all, but he did.
But it's Jane's father, you know?
Yeah.
He loves Jane.
He also knows Rogelio, so he listened to him to a certain extent.
Yeah. And he also has bigger problems to deal with, aka Petra.
Yeah.
And all of that. Mm-hmm. So I think in this grand scheme of things, the whole Michael being the godfather, he was just kind of like, fine. That's one thing to check off the list.
Yeah.
Right?
With all the other drama going on.
An amazing fan, and I pronounced your name wrong last time. I think I called you Boobies, but it's the Boo Six Bees. She said, I've never seen my godparents ever again after my baptism.
Oh, that's terrible. You have terrible godparents.
No, because a lot of times that happens. I mean, because I think a lot of people, for those who choose specifically friends for godparents, a lot of times those will drift because that's just how people are. But, you know, with my godparents, they're my aunt and my uncle, so I do see them. One of them is in Colombia, so I don't have a huge connection with them, but my godmother and I are cool. And so, like, the same thing with my all my cousins and my sister and my brother. And I'm a godparent now to my nephew, so, like, I'll be there.
Oh, I'm a godparent. I think I suck, though, because my godchildren are in Texas. But, yeah, that doesn't happen. And, like, when black people baptize their babies, like, you are, like, it's a done deal. Like, it is a package deal. Like, they should not disappear.
But, touche, you're right. Yeah. No one who...
But with that being said, it is a telenovela, essentially. Yeah. Like, they put it in there for a reason. So we just have to pretend to not let our imaginations go crazy.
Right.
Mm. And I think that was, like, the symbol of the writers and producers telling the audience, like, hey, Michael is in this child's life. Yes. He's a staple in this show and in the family.
Tells the actor he's staying on the show. Mm-hmm. He will continue to be a serious regular.
No, seriously, that's the one thing that you can't really really deny is how involved Michael is with the family. And he really is just a part of them. Yeah, even if Jane and Michael never, ever end up back together, because at this point we don't know what's going to happen, I still see them having, like, a great bond. Like, I can see them being friends still and just understanding. And honestly, the fact that they haven't had sex makes it that much easier.
She's not sex with anybody.
Well, that's my point. So,
poor girl.
It's not like someone has one thing bigger than the other, with the exception of knowing that person.
Here's the thing, though. When she finally does, the other guy's going to be pissed.
Yeah. Oh, when she finally has sex?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I think that's going to be, it's going to make the decision, like, final.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's when true. She finally makes the decision. I want her to have sex with Roth.
Yeah, well, I'm just happy that she can't have anything to compare to, because Xiomara, moving on, Xiomara has a comparison to do, or no, Rogelio can compare. Xiomara with Luciana, whom we finally see today, and she is a famous soap opera actress.
Is she?
Yes. Since I was a little girl, I remember when my mom met her once during they went to like Enrique Iglesias concert, and she was one of the people there, like red carpet or whatever. She won it on the radio. Radio Latina. So she's incredible. So that's amazing that they had her be Luciana. That was amazing. And that kiss. Okay, so, okay, Rogelio, Dina calls, who's the producer there, and Rogelio is now the EP, the executive producer. And for Santos, they have Make Love Week, which is the equivalent of Shark Week.
Yeah.
Right? In the telenovela world. And that means that they have to reunite Luciana's character with Rogelio's character, and Xiomara's cool with it, which I'm really surprised about, especially after that whole storage thing.
Oh, yeah, the storage thing was weird.
That was weird.
The hoarding, yeah, that was bizarre.
The hoarding, but the diary was really weird. I'm like, what? The kitten and the peaches? Like, I was so confused. walnuts.
Like a soft, ripe peach, and then just thrown away to be rotten.
You know, I thought seeing Xiomara, though, like, as a teenager or however old she was when she had Jane, was very telling, because they're very different people now. Like, how she is now than how she was, and that's when she was with Rogelio. And
so you can see that they were on the same level.
Yeah, and they don't really know each other super well anymore. And I mean, I love Rogelio, but, like, I'm sorry. I don't want my soulmate to be so obsessed with himself.
Right.
Gotten better, though, since, like, the very first episode. Like, he was so consumed with himself.
I mean, he's
and now I think still. Because he's found Jane and he loves Jane, and she's, like, opened his eyes to, like, a completely different, less self-involved person and less selfish. And I think Xiomara is helping him, too. So
I would say less selfish, but definitely still
self-centered and narcissistic.
He's definitely about himself.
Yeah. I think that happens with most actors. Like, you almost have to be, like, team yourself.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you do.
And it makes,
like, team
it
you.
Makes comedy. Like, he's such the comic relief of the piece.
But
like,
I love him.
I just think he's great.
He is. My roommate just started watching also, and that every time, she's not really one to laugh out loud, but if she laughs out loud, it's always because of something that Rogelio said.
Yeah,
always.
Yeah.
It's great, and I love how the actor's able to be so natural with it, even though he's being so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that, he just, it's perfect.
He does do
it. It's great comedy.
Yeah, very, very good comedy.
Which is so interesting that this show is, I guess it's considered a drama because it's an hour long, right?
Yes.
But there's so much comedy, funny moments.
It's
great. It's great.
I agree.
Yeah, I love it too. How would you feel about that kiss? Because there was definitely chemistry.
You could totally see it.
I liked how they snapped into it. Okay, ready, boom. I needed you. Like, yeah. that was just supposed to show you how easy, well, not easy it is to be on a novela, but it's so dramatic that all you have to do is, like, go into it. You don't have to have, like, a transition.
And the fact that they really probably felt that way. Like, right. I think when she started talking, like, you could see his face changed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then when they kissed, he was like,
But I think it's easy. I think as a woman, I think it's easy to act like you're connecting with someone. I'm not going to lie. I've kissed someone and acted like it was something special when it really wasn't.
Really?
It's not a story. It's just one of those things where sometimes people, they want more out of it. And you're like, oh, that's not it, but I'll let you enjoy it.
Well, that's caring, I suppose.
Well, someone just said how funny they thought it was when Xiomara was like, "You're not that good of an actor."
Oh,
like,
I love this. She meant that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's true. You could tell he was into it.
He was really
and
into
he kind of just started eating her face.
Yes.
And
it was like, oh, you guys haven't seen each other in a long time, right? Because that's what I'm watching right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that Xiomara was okay with it. You know, in a way, I'm like, you're smarter than that. Like, you know him, you know how this goes. And I wanted, in a way, like, them to bring her on, Xiomara.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, that'd be great if she could come on, but she's not, like, a big name.
No,
so.
But they've done that show. They have chemistry. Yeah. I feel
that's
like
true.
If someone, when someone sees them together on screen, it could be like, oh, this is it.
Yeah. The only issue is Xiomara doesn't speak Spanish.
Oh, that's true.
Oh,
dang
wow.
it, you're so right.
Yeah. So that wouldn't
work.
Place. I mean, I know Andrea, the actress, I know she speaks some, but not. That's what's so good about Rogelio's character and Luciana's character and Alba's character, which we haven't seen Alba speak too much English, but when she does, she speaks English very well. But it's that their Spanish is so authentic
perfect.
And perfect
yeah.
that it that's what takes you into this world of the Latinos who live in both, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We have to be they have to be well-spoken and everything so that they can be respected. And then at the same time, know Spanish fluently so they can be respected in that world as well.
Right.
But
right.
that is a bummer because she would have been perfect with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have a question, you guys. So, who's an actor up here? I know you are. You two ladies?
I'm a comedian.
Everyone's an actor.
Everyone's an actor. Because I wouldn't really call myself
everyone
one
in this town.
I'd like
an
to
actor.
Be one day.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
If someone paid me to do it, I mean, I went to theater school, so I could.
Right.
But, you know, I'm a writer, but I could be an actor.
You could be an actor. So, the question is, do you think you could watch your significant other, like, make out with someone? Because I've been on set before, and I've seen two actors, this young lady that I used to train with this really big superstar guy, and they yelled, cut, and cut, and cut, like three cuts, and they're still going in. With the kiss. And I was like, that could not be my husband. Like, that's what I was thinking to myself. I was like, there's no way. It's like you're cheating in front of me.
Three times. Like, they didn't, I mean.
Like, they were so, and it was like they practiced that kiss. Like, it was, you know how sometimes when you kiss someone for the first time, you're like, okay, does my head go to the right? Do I go to the
right.
left?
Right, like they figured each other how they kissed. Right?
They figured each other out, and I was like, that could not be my husband. So what do you guys think?
I think about that sometimes.
Yeah.
I think I would try. It would be one of those things where I would do a total woman thing. I would try to be cool and calm and collected if I was on the set or if I saw it. And then when I would go home, I'd just be like, that was terrible. I hated that. You know?
Yeah.
Or just kind of be bitchy and then have my boyfriend be like, what? What's going on? What's up? I'm sorry. Because it doesn't feel right.
It doesn't, right? Because I'm
just,
like,
I know it's acting,
of...
but you can't.
I would try not to watch it, but because here's my only thing is that, like I said, I know that I could probably kiss someone. It, like, if it had to be for the scene,
gotcha.
You know? Because you're not always
right.
going to be paired with Brad Pitt,
right.
which we mentioned a lot tonight.
Brad Pitt,
primarily,
yes.
Before the show, but...
Oh, okay, I was like, I like him. Okay.
No, but, you know, you can... I just would not... I would never want to be on set. I'd be like, I don't have to be there while you're working, so that I don't have to see it. That's fine. Just let
but
me know that
eventually you would see it, though. You would see it in theaters,
yeah,
or you would see
but
it...
that's after it's been edited.
No.
Oh,
it's
I gotcha.
It doesn't matter at that
okay.
point. You know?
Yeah.
And if he was, I'd be like, hey, so if you guys ever have rehearsals and stuff, just honestly let me know. Let me know so that I know and that's it. I don't have to see it. I trust you. Go in. I don't care. Because it has to do with the art. But that's if they were like...
It's making me nervous.
If
my boyfriend is not an actor, but it's just making me nervous.
Right. But if I had the actor boyfriend who was like a narcissist and into himself, I wouldn't trust it. But
mm-hmm.
if I had an actor boyfriend who was just about
brilliant
the art
arts.
And was like, no, you know, you can tell.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point because I know this guy and he is an actor and we dated and he is totally about the arts. Like he was not... He would never want to do red carpets. He would never want to do interviews. He was totally about... And he actually coached me on an acting job one time. And I was like, wow, you're really good. Like, I see why. But
mm-hmm.
he's such an entertainer. And he loves the art of acting. So you're right. Two different actors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose so. But something is obviously there. Like, it's just, you know. It's,
chemistry.
Yeah, there's chemistry.
Yeah.
And what's her name again?
Luciana.
Luciana. has been brought up so much, mm-hmm. and like it's just kind of built in plot. It's gonna happen, and yeah. now mm-hmm. what we see at the end of the episode, we know that like that's probably definitely gonna happen
again.
Yeah.
So. Mm. But it was great that Jane's mom, you know, was able to just walk out of the situation. She could have made it a huge deal and walked mm-hmm. on set and been like, "What are you doing?" or made a whole mm-hmm. scene out of it, but she just walked out.
And I love that Abuela was kind of coaching her, like, whenever you feel threatened, you push back or you cut things off. Right. So she's like, no, get in there and do what you're supposed to do, which mm-hmm. is tell the truth and tell them how you feel. Mm-hmm. And I think people typically do that. Like, we try to point fingers instead of saying, this is how I feel about this particular situation. So I see her maturing, so I'm excited that yeah. she's like...
Jeez. I think she acted like a super bad because yeah. she handles it great. Yeah. I think she'll be okay. Yeah, I think she'll be fine. I know that there was chemistry there, but you could tell when Luciana went back and was like, I know what you're trying to do, that she wasn't about it. So if she's not about it, it's fine. And I think that for him, that kiss was like a moment of remembering everything that they had, but at the same time, a possible form of closure.
Yeah.
So that... He's like, okay, that was the last sit. And that's why afterwards he was like, yes, there was, he's like, I'm not gonna lie, there was chemistry, but let's be honest, I can have chemistry with the cardboard. And that's what I mean by with the cardboard box. But that's what I mean by like, me too. Like, that's why it wouldn't matter. I can't, just because I have a good conversation with a guy doesn't mean that he's the guy for me, because I have a good conversation with every person that I meet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
and I love when she apologized to him, she had to say, first of all, you're a great actor.
I know.
Number one. That's the first thing. Yeah. Then we can start talking about our relationship.
She's like, let me butter your ego up just before I decide to say anything else.
She knows her boo.
She definitely knows her boo.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so then now we'll just see what happens there. Well, actually, now it's what's left is just to see what Xiomara's reaction is going to be next week when she finds out that Luciana's still on there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Luisa.
Wait, but he can't tell her what's on. Like, she showed him something from, was it an audition tape? Or what did she
say? I forgot.
A sex tape, maybe.
That's what I was thinking.
Sex tape. This is the reason why I love Xiomara, though. I don't think that something like that would bother her.
I don't think it would bother her, but I wonder if Rogelio is going to be honest and say, yes, I wanted her off the show, and initially what I told you is that you're more important, but now she is bringing the sex tape in, or whatever she showed him.
Hopefully he tells her that.
Hopefully he tells her, but I bet you he's not going to. I bet you he's going to blame it on Dina or someone else. He's not going to be completely honest.
Right, and then that's going to take us like 5 episodes later to blow up, and
they're
going to
have an argument.
Talking about how he's the EP. He had to make a really business decision.
He said, right.
I cannot do the accent.
He said it's like the chief of police, but...
The stakes are higher.
But the stakes are higher.
Much higher.
I wrote that down. It was like, brilliant.
But not crossing it off. Predictions at all, but I think that we are meant to believe it is a sex tape, but it's probably something really stupid.
Right.
Or
like a bad audition tape or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
A bad audition tape. Because it had a date on there.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking it was probably a really bad audition.
Or he said something really terrible.
Reading his diary. She got tape of that.
Something that would hurt his ego somehow. Because I don't really think that he would be bothered by a sex tape, because I think it would make him feel younger.
Yes, and like, oh, look how I did it.
He would just Kris Jenner the situation and figure it out.
Did you say Kris Jenner the situation? I love it.
He would just take the sex tape and make it for the better.
Right. Exactly. Make money. Vision.
Luisa, I was going to say, is next, she was kidnapped.
Oh.
And then she thought, she just goes on, she's a weirdo.
She's strange.
The second she thought it was Rose, and the fact that she said that it was romantic.
And Rose killed your dad, Luisa? Come on.
I honestly forgot about that.
Does she know that? Does she know Rose killed her dad?
She knows.
Really?
Yeah.
If you guys know.
Because remember, she said that... that her dad was where they had their first kiss or something, remember?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You don't remember? No? Okay, I'm by myself.
I'm so bored by her character.
You're bored?
Honestly, if we're going to be honest, I like her less than I like Petra.
Really?
That's a strong statement. Petra, at least, I love to hate.
I think you just really like Petra.
I mean, maybe.
You do.
In a weird way,
kind of like Petra. You like but, Petra. But I really don't like Alyssa. I just, yeah, it's fine. Hate me. Hate me. Hate me.
Sit Callie on her.
She's right? At least a compelling character. This girl is just batshit crazy. I'm like, I don't care.
She's crazy.
I'll give you a gosh. She is batshit crazy. And well, mm-hmm. at least she got a good one on the knee today.
Oh, what does
that
mean?
That's true, I suppose.
Listen, all the woman needs is obviously no drinking, no drugs, but with antidepressants and a therapist. And she would be a nice.
And a life coach and Dr. Phil yes. and Oprah.
But
and
she means well, guys. No, she just she needs
doesn't. Some help. No, I think she means well, too. I think Rose just effed her up. And you know what? Mm-hmm. We talk about this on which of one of my shows? On my Bad Girls Club show, because there's one girl, Kat, she's a lesbian, and she's very intense. And we always make this joke about how, you know how lesbians, they U-Haul? How they just fall in love so quickly and everything just gets so intense. And mm-hmm. I think that Luisa has one of those characteristics that's just very not
crazy,
flattering, and
unstable.
She's crazy.
Cray cray.
Yeah, but I won't. I agree with Sam. I think she means well. Like, I love her and I want her to stay. Just get it together, Luisa.
I want her to not want to make out with the kidnapper's wife. Like, really? You could be.
No. She didn't know she was the same. She said, "I'll make love with your wife." I'll make love with your wife. No, I think she thought. I don't know.
That is like
the she
weirdest.
She was saying,
like, you're gonna make out with the.
No, she. I don't think she
said
that.
She was trying to get out. She was trying to say whatever she could to get out. So she's. I was like, well, she's a lesbian. So she's.
So that's
like,
the only thing she knows how to say.
I don't want
to
make out with you. I just want to make out with your wife. I don't, that's how I took it.
I thought that because she's a lesbian that she learned that from before, and that's why she knows it.
Oh.
Well, someone just said that we know Luisa is being used as a pawn for something.
Definitely.
Now, which is true.
Probably to get, I don't know.
Yeah, well, somebody. But too bad Luisa is the, what is the saying? The wolf
Michaels.
Who cried sheep. I mean, the boy,
oh,
who,
the boy who cried wolf.
Which
yeah.
is such a shame because I was thinking about past episodes when they were worried about her. You know, Raphael was, where's my sister? What's going on? And he had said before, oh, she's probably doing this again. But think about how many times before the show started, we didn't see that she disappeared and she was just doing something crazy.
Exactly. And this time she was genuinely kidnapped. And it's just such a bummer.
My question is, though, when she was trying to get out, when you saw her undoing the things on her ankles, mm-hmm. she's wearing, like, 6-inch heels. Mm. Wouldn't you take them off if you were trying to get out?
Yeah, I thought her escape could have been better.
It could have been a little... Like, she's, like, trying to walk out of there in 6-inch heels.
I don't think she really wanted...
Screw my shoes!
Just in case Rose was out there.
That's what I think.
True.
I think she really didn't want to get away. She wanted Rose to find her, and she has this damsel... I'm the damsel in distress... energy where it's like she's gonna come and rescue me and
what
stop.
A weirdo yeah.
I'm bored
but
they can keep her.
Here is the interesting thing is that Luisa did have a good point in that the kidnappers at first were not hurting her.
Yes.
So now they are. Okay, it's not Rose, but it might be someone else that has an interest in keeping her in a good place. Because otherwise, why wouldn't they, you know, just, like, totally beat her up when she tried to escape?
Right.
Or what if maybe the message is to Rose and that Luisa was the only thing that Rose kind of cared about?
Yeah, that could be
because it. Didn't when, later when we see Michael or whoever it was that called the vineyard in Switzerland, they hated her. Mm-hmm. So Rose is hated all over the world. She's
niece.
A piece of crap.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The German guy.
And
yeah.
what did you say? There was something we had to know. I wrote it down.
Oh, yeah.
Something
the name Heidi von Ocher.
Yeah, yes. Heidi von Ocher.
I feel like that's a key right
Heidi
there.
Von Ocher.
Well, I think that's her name or maybe a name that's connected with
yeah,
her.
Someone that's connected. Yeah.
But, you know, because once there's someone, we just think this is the world. Like, these are the bad guys, these are good guys. I mean, Sin Rostro has hurt and done things to so many people
all
that it could
world.
Be infinite seasons
That's
of
true.
People having revenge on her and her loved ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Well,
does she have loved ones?
Though? I guess we'll find out. Because all we left with on that was her just being hurt and the message being sent. And her trying to take a cute picture.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Right?
Any lip
She's
gloss?
Like, do you have any lip gloss? Yes,
Stop
I do
it.
In my back pocket. Let me get it for you.
Idiots.
Okay. Yeah.
Now,
let's move on.
Speaking of someone else that we don't like, except for Rebecca. Well,
I can't
Petra,
believe you like
I don't
Jane,
like
Petra, and Raph. That's like a... Well, there's like three trios here. Jane, Petra, and Raph. Jane, Raph,
Petra
and Michael.
Raph.
Well, we'll save the best one for last. Yes, Petra, you're a psycho. I'm very mad at you. I wish I could say to take option one, but I can't either. And that's all I have to say.
That was
so weird. Yeah. Okay. Option one, they meet with Petra, because Raph ends up telling Jane. Jane is upset. Petra meets up with him. She's like, either one, we get an abortion. Two, I meet someone, marry them, and we'll be off to Russia, and he'll think that that's his baby. Or three, I stay in Miami, and we co-parent.
I say option two.
Right, get out of there. But I say what I said with my predictions. Of course, she was going to feel... And Petra used it. She's like, oh, Mateo's brother or sister.
Mm-hmm. So smart of her to do that.
Of course.
Well, here's the thing, and this is probably really mean, but I don't care because I don't like Petra. What if she doesn't actually have the baby? That's probably mean, huh?
What do you mean to have the abortion?
No. Like, remember when she was pregnant before and she had a miscarriage.
That's what I'm hoping for, but I know that's mean.
Really mean.
I know, but for the sake of the show and our happiness, I want
to
go.
For the sake of the family of Jane and Raph and Mateo. Right, I want
that
to happen too,
because that just sucks. And you know what? Never mind. I'm going to save that comment for later also.
Okay.
But, I don't know. I don't know what Petra's trying to do, and it's just so silly. And
we know what she's trying to do.
Yeah,
she's trying to
get
Raph back.
But why do you still think that you have a... I mean, maybe if you were married to someone for so long that something would spark up again, but after he told you I was playing you because I was trying to get you out of my life, that's not clear enough.
I think that might have turned her on, because she's a player, too. She knows how to manipulate. She's probably like, I taught you how to do that.
Yes.
Good job.
And that whole scene when she was talking about how it was going to be the brother, it was like a business deal. She had them in her and office. She was standing up. She was having a business transaction. And that's where I kind of felt bad for her. I know you guys are going to kick me out.
Why feel bad for
her? Because in a way, like, you could tell how lonely she is and how much she's, like, dying for attention and how she's doing this and she's manipulating this, because she obviously has her own insecurities. And she is now going to have this baby that it's going to be, like, a whole messed up situation.
Yeah, so why would she want a child to be raised by an insecure, crazy woman? And even when she touched her stomach, it was like, that. Like, it wasn't even, like, there was no affection in it. It was like, she was...
Finally, observation.
The baby's a pawn, that's all
it was like it was an object, like she was patting her girdle or her Spanx that she was wearing so she could still look great.
I don't really disagree with you guys when you say, you know, maybe she loses it again. And people are asking, do we know how she lost the first baby exactly, or was just kind of like it was there and it was gone? I don't remember.
I don't think they really
said. What if we find out later that she got rid of it herself because she didn't want to have it secretly?
Yeah.
Who knows? Whatever, freaking turkey baster, get out of here with that.
Oh, that flashback. Well, the fantasy. The nightmare with Thanksgiving dinner, which also is just like an indication this isn't going to work out. None of this is going to work out. But when she brought her turkey baster.
I used my own.
That's pretty hilarious. Yeah.
Disgusting.
It is.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? The part where the baby nibbles on Mateo and he's like, oh, just a little nibble, like the mother-in-law. I'm like, no, wouldn't
the
mother-in-law. You could see those little arguments all the time, them favoring one after the other. And
that's so true, especially if the second one is a girl.
And then Raph trying to be the good... That makes me so mad, so nothing terrible has happened yet.
But it would just be like any other family Thanksgiving. There's always issues.
That's true.
Everybody's family's crazy.
But this is a really dysfunctional, psychotic, crazy, murderous, homicidal. This is just so many.
Yeah, because that's the worst part.
There's dysfunction, but then there's like, I'm going to kill you dysfunction.
Yeah. Well, because how does Mateo's half-brother will probably hate his real grandmother unless the grandmother's super sweet to the baby and you can't help that. But what do you say? Well, actually, when at one time I tried to kill your brother's grandma.
Right, pretty much.
I pushed her down the stairs.
And
your mom tried to ruin this, and they did this, and they did that. It's like, you're a moron. You're stupid. I don't know why you're going to bring them in.
Well, it's going to hopefully not, but possibly be like a Cain and Abel situation.
Mm. You know what happened in that story?
Did not end well.
What?
The Cain and Abel story in the Bible.
Oh, yeah. Lost replay. A lot of TV shows kind of take that.
They sure do.
Yeah, take that archetype of Cain and Abel with two brothers or even siblings and just kind of recreate that. So I don't know if I really want them to go there, but they could.
Right. With this story, they can go anywhere.
Yeah, they really could.
They really can.
Oh, man. So then that leaves us to our favorite three, but our also tragic and wonderful three, Jane, Raph, and Michael. I have been hearing it from all over, everywhere. People are really Team Michael. In fact, our YouTube viewers and commenters
have been repping Michael. Yes, they're mad. Like, what?
So much. And I get it. I understand. But I just want to remind everyone, I don't think we were all Team Michael in the beginning. I think I was the only one that was Team Michael.
You were Team Michael in the beginning.
Yeah, and everyone was Team Raph. And then now, where it's right in the world, everybody wants to switch up again. It just sucks because we see... We see Jane vulnerable again, not having to do with the baby because of her getting accepted to grad school. So it has to do with something involving life. Michael decides to take the advice that Rogelio gives him, the macho plan, and writes his emotions down in this diary that he refuses to call a diary, but it's a diary. And yeah, I mean, we see that, and then this is the problem. We get to see Michael being so great, but Raphael is going through so much right now. I feel like no one's taking account of that. His crazy ex-wife just inseminated herself. He's a baby daddy again with someone he doesn't want to be. Mm. He ruined things from the beginning because he thought he was making a good decision, but he was going through his own issues of abandonment. So that's why he wanted to leave Jane before he was left, and so on and so forth. And it just sucks.
That's a good breakdown, Steph.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
But I feel like it's a combination of you reap what you sow. If you look at kind of like his family history of his parents, his dad was like kind of a criminal.
That's not fair.
No, it's not fair, but I feel like it's kind of...
Did I look sad right
now? Like, that's not fair. That's no! Not it's not fair, but...
Not fair. Sam and I have been crying today because of Jane the Virgin.
Don't cry, Sam.
I'm just happy to know that she does cry during the show. Good. Me too.
Oh, you cry too?
Yeah, I do. Jane really pulls it out of me.
Yeah, she's such a great actress.
I love her so much, honestly. Like, I want her to be my friend.
Yeah, me and Amanda had a whole conversation about her.
Gina Rodriguez.
When we were walking out, like, she's so good.
Yeah. And
we
Andrea is nice, too.
We should.
Yeah,
Gina,
we're working
come.
On
right?
Gina.
Everyone, tweet her and let her know. I know she knows about it because they're the most incredible staff, and it all depends
the
on her scheduling
cast,
and what
too.
And if she's allowed to come on the show.
Yeah.
She's we'll
incredible.
See.
She's probably shooting right now.
My coworker actually got a part on the show. And
that's amazing.
We'll see him. It is the Thanksgiving episode, I believe. We'll see him later. He is a Target manager. And I'm like,
I love it. Her favorite store.
I haven't seen with Gina. I'm like, oh my God. Actually, I should have sent it. So that's really funny because he sent me a picture, but I was trying to tell him, like, okay, so when you meet her, mention AfterBuzz.
Can you mention AfterBuzz?
Mention AfterBuzz. And
gotta be on our show.
Yeah.
He should be on our show, too.
And Rogelio should be on our show, too. I didn't tell you I did interviews for Rosewood, and I ran into Rogelio on set.
What?
And he took pictures with me. I was like, he's so sweet.
Oh,
I know, your face.
Yeah.
I know, I have to post it. I'm such a late person with my post.
Is he as much of a character in real life? Or is he completely
different? Oh, wow. Yeah, no, he was himself. Like, he was really cool. Oh, that's your roommate. That's so sweet. Oh,
no,
your co-worker.
That's my co-worker.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's pretty cool.
So we'll see.
Someone just said that, which I agree with. I love Michael, but I think there's going to be another love interest for him, which I think is true. Like, ooh, they're making us love Michael, and he's going to stick around. But, you know, it can't be a threesome forever.
It can't.
Hmm. It was crazy because even though there's frustration between her and Raph, that kiss at the end
was
you know, because I feel like she wouldn't have let that happen with Michael. Or why wouldn't it have? I think that, you know, okay, I think it's backwards. I think what Michael said to Jane about you are in love with the idea of family, I'm like, no, I think she's in love with the idea of you and how perfect you are and how respectful you are and how it doesn't, how Michael makes nothing else matter.
Okay.
Raph is the problem, regardless of the fact that he's the father of the baby. He's the issue with his families and this and that and whatever. But her heart is there, you know?
Yeah.
There's no way that just because she got pregnant and her hormones, they made her leave Michael.
Mm. But also having someone else's child and having semi-feelings for them before, you know, it's like, oh, that guy in high school.
The crush.
Yeah, and no matter how amazing Michael is, he's never going to be Mateo's father.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And
but he's the godfather now, so it's like...
But Godfather and father are two different
things. No, I know. I'm just saying. Yeah.
She also, Jane is so in control with Michael's relationship. Her, like, I feel like she wears the pants in that relationship.
Yep, she
Whereas
does.
With Roth, it's, I feel like he wears the pants in that relationship.
I agree.
That's the difference.
That's a good point.
Like Michael, she'll, you know, she, like, the whole thing, it was that where today he was trying to be macho, and he wasn't, when she said, like, oh, you know, like, it's gonna be really hard, I'm trying to go back to grad school, I don't know what to do.
That's
and
a
he was
good
just
point.
Kind of like, he was kind of like, okay, sorry, I'm sure you'll figure it out, and you could tell she was like, excuse me, you're supposed to help me.
Right.
You're supposed to tell me what to do, because that's what she leans on. Mm-hmm. She's, like, in control of what, you know, I don't know. She's in control.
She is, and she even had the face of, like, oh, really? Like, because she knows him better, mm-hmm. so it's not even like, oh, that sucks. And I had she been put in the position where she was like, that sucks, and it makes me do want him more, then maybe. But even then, she was like, yeah, right, that's not how you act.
Yeah.
And she also told him that she loves that about him, but that's why I can see it still just being a really good
friendship.
Relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
totally
it's just sad.
Agree.
I get it, everyone. Trust me. I was there from the beginning of how sad that was. But
mm-hmm.
And
I
being
don't know.
Best friends is not complete a relationship. Although it's a big part of it, there has to be that other element.
The chemistry.
That, like, not X factor, but like that something. Chemistry.
There is chemistry. Yeah. I don't think that there's a lack of chemistry, but it's just that Roth is the baby's father, and he's insanely hot, and she's had a crush on him since high school. So,
I mean, there could be like a chemically, I mean, like a love connection there with her and Roth, though, too. Something mm-hmm. that does beat Michael, I don't know.
I think it's postpartum depression and the fact that the baby was kidnapped. No, postpartum depression.
No, I know.
Really.
It's just such a big thing right now.
She's in love with Mateo.
No, but I'm saying depression in the sense that...
Like, just on her own?
Just like it's her and the baby. And I think the baby being kidnapped really kind of made her... Like,
I think she's comforted at having them both at an arm's length.
Yeah. I think because she's really focused.
I think she needs them both there.
I think she definitely needs both of them, but I also think that she feels guilty because her intuition didn't kick in when the nurse came in and asked about. So I think she's kicking herself, and she's like, I just need to focus on Mateo and not even think mm-hmm. about relationships, because this is probably why I ended up mm-hmm. not realizing that the nurse was a fake.
Well, Lil Brianna XO1 just said something very, very smart. I think with Michael, he represents her comfort zone, like when she wanted to be a teacher. With Rob, she makes more risks, like being a writer, which is her passion.
Ah, that's
Thank
a good
you.
Point.
What was her name? Brianna?
Go
so
Brianna.
It's like kind of a young Jane, an older Jane, her growing up, and Roth is her future. Maybe Michael's her past. But oh, I just
that's
love
good.
Him.
You
no,
love
I think
who?
So too.
You...
But this is the problem, because what? There's the saying, comfort is stronger than love. But then there's also the saying, sometimes love isn't enough. So where what category does she fall under?
Both men brings out different sides of her.
They do,
you know.
Completely.
But when are they going to say, okay, I know it sounds terrible, but when are they going to say, you're having your cake and eating it too, when are you going to decide?
Yeah, no, because that's exactly what
and
she's
actually,
doing.
And actually, I do think Michael should have another love interest, and it could be the other godparent.
That's what I thought, too.
I was thinking that, too.
But Lena was dating Michael's brother. Bill.
Oh, she sure was.
I mean...
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, not in a telenovela.
That doesn't matter.
I mean, maybe.
And I love that
actress. I think that, no, I, you know
she's
what,
good.
Lena, Lena's too... I mean, we love Lena, but she's too floozy in comparison to Jane.
That's true.
If Michael's going to fall for anyone... It would need to be someone who is
similar.
About just as strong as Jane is. Maybe not so much so that he could have a little bit more of the power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But someone, you know, someone just as good. And I think that what's going to happen is that Jane's going to be put in this position where she actually can see him with someone else. Whereas I feel like if Raph tried to be with someone else, I don't think she could accept that.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe, you know, like, what if it comes down to something like that? Like, I could, because we, right? I'm sure everyone can see Michael with someone else, but could you see Raph be in love with anyone else?
No.
He can at this point.
I don't think he can either.
Mm-mm. Maybe Michael will get a new partner.
I figured
at
it
work.
Out. I'm just kidding.
At work. Not Nadine.
They put him with a partner, and he has to do all the investigating with her.
That's possible.
And they fell in love.
No, no. All right, well, let's go into predictions.
Let's do it.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Go ahead.
I love how you look at me. You're like, I don't know. This is not a prediction. This is just a hope, and I wish. I really hope that Petra will choose option number two.
She's like, yo, Petra, go to Russia. Nobody wants to see us Russia. Anymore.
No one wants to see you. And I think that Rogelio already said this, that I think he's not going to be forthcoming with Ziamara and tell her the whole truth. He's going to give her a partial truth, but he should learn by now that you got to tell her the whole truth. Because half the truth is like a lie.
Yeah.
It's a lie. So yeah. Those are my two predictions.
Girls?
Let's see. A few people commented here that I didn't know this. At the end of the season, it's rumored that Jane will get married.
Team Roth!
So...
I don't think so. I do not think so. But maybe.
Yes, because then she could have sex. Yeah.
I mean, she just needs to... Seriously, this girl has a lot of stress that she really, like, needs to get out of her system.
Yes, really, so she does.
I'm saying by Christmas, Jane's going to lose it.
Her virginity.
Yes.
No!
It'll be a Christmas miracle!
Yeah, I really...
That'd be great. I think she should. It's about time.
Yeah.
You had a baby go through your hoo-ha, it is time.
That's the thing, though. I was thinking about this. I mean, I've never had a baby, but maybe the last thing on your mind after you have a baby is having sex.
I guess.
I mean...
I don't know. I've never had a baby.
By Christmas, it should everything should be should be great.
But yeah, we'll see Jane in grad school, which I'm super excited about.
Oh, we need to talk about that. Yeah, that's exciting.
And just the back and forth will continue. I am thinking Michael will somehow get a new love interest, but I don't know. This show throws so many curveballs, so we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that she was in grad school as well, and I'm so glad that she made that decision because I think it's really important for her. Yes, it's going to be a juggling act. Yes, it's going to be hard, but if anyone can do it, she can. I love that she's going for her dreams. Petra, I don't hope that she goes away. I mean, I don't like her. Petra. I don't like her. I just think she's
a great character. She is.
Exactly.
She is.
You're right.
So I hope she sticks around. I hope that she just keeps causing drama. And I hope that Jane is able to figure out that Raphael's it. And Michael gets a new love interest.
Oh, no. I think Jane will not lose her virginity until season three.
Season three? Mm-hmm. She needs to get some.
No, because grad school's going to be in the middle of it, and she doesn't want sex to complicate things, and she needs to concentrate.
She'll be married.
She'll be a good girl.
She could have sex all day.
No.
Right? I don't think she's going to get married. I don't know why.
I mean, she's going to get married and have sex, and it's going to be amazing.
I mean, I'm sure it'll be amazing, but
it's going to help with her grades in grad school.
I just don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. It just sucks. She won't get close to Raph because the second that Michael sees the picture and he does something, it's going to mess things up. So we're not even going to be close to her choosing one or the other. And I think that we're going to see an issue with Rogelio and Xiomara. And then Luisa's just going to do something. No, I think Luisa's going to figure something out while she's there. Hopefully to help us out.
Hopefully. To do something interesting.
Yeah. But that's all I have.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So much.
All right.
Next week.
Just make sure to let us know what you all think, everyone. We love you guys so much.
Thank you for watching.
Thank you all so much for doing the live chat. I'm going to be doing this every week, so please keep on commenting. And even throughout the week, keep on commenting and tweeting at us.
Mm-hmm. And no more, I mean, we get it, guys. Team Michael, just stop that. Just kidding. Where can they find you?
Other opinion. So I'm Amanda Richards. Find me at AmandaFTA31 on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, online at samdavidsonentertainment.com and on Twitter and Instagram at samd43.
And I'm Madison Chase, and you can find me on Twitter at Madison Chase Fit, Instagram Madison Chase Fit, and YouTube One Mad Chase.
Yes, and I am Stephanie Georgie. You can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie, and for Amanda, Samantha, Madison, and myself, this is the Jane the Virgin After Show. See ya.
Bye.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.